This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome to D-Day. If you don't have your real ID, this is the day we've seen coming for years and years now. And of course, as expected, as we welcome you into the show here on a Wednesday, you hopefully you're not one of those people that are going to be in long lines at the DMV today.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have mine yet, but you don't have to get it today unless you either don't have a passport or you're flying out immediately, because otherwise I'm flying out, you know, middle of June. First of all, I have a passport, so that would work. But I also have time to get it. I think there's this idea that because it's the deadline today, that this is like the last day you can get it.
No,
so people are panicking, thinking they have to go rush off to the DMV.
I guess if you don't have a passport and you are planning a trip somewhere within the continental United States, you'd need to have it to fly. There are a couple of alternatives to that if you don't have a passport, but all of them involve giving the government more information about yourself, and that seems to be most people's issue with this. They think the state of Missouri is giving up its sovereignty by turning over information or agreeing to the demands of the federal government for this certain kind of ID that you need to fly. Mm-hmm. And that's what sticks in the craw of a lot of conservatives on this issue.
It's funny because I think about that as it relates to so many of these things, like this commercial that I hear air on 97.1 where it talks about how you can get money to fill up your gas tank and you use the app. And my guess would be, I don't use that, but my guess would be that they make money because it's able to track your spending habits and where you're going, and then maybe they're able to sell that information. I don't know.
Target advertising. Making money somehow.
Obviously, they have to make money. It has to be lucrative. But I think about the fact that, well, if we're using our debit card, I mean, the companies, I guess, wouldn't have direct access to that information. But still, like, there's just so many ways nowadays for us to be tracked.
At the end of the day, I don't know what you're giving up in information wise to the government that you haven't already given up. They know your social security number. They know your address, because at some point you're probably going to get Medicare or social security. They've got that information that you give it to the IRS every time you file taxes. If you've ever applied for a passport, they've looked into your, but they know all about you. So I'm not quite sure getting a valid ID called real ID does beyond that, but for some people it tends to be an issue. Good luck. Well, we're going to talk to Jeff Manasso about how it's affecting the country today on this deadline day, coming up in just a few minutes. Bottom of the hour, Charles Payne, anxious to hear what he thinks the really big announcement is that apparently President Trump is planning. He teased it yesterday. He goes, it's going to be really big. It's going to be huge. Maybe one of the biggest ever. You know, he talks. I don't do a good Trump imitation, but that's kind of what he said. So we'll we will see if that has anything to do with tariffs, because I think Charles might have some comments on that and where things are going with that and all of it, and especially student loans. He went off on the student loan issue the other day. So we'll get him on at 7 or at 8:35. Sorry about that. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Do you have withdrawn earlier, given someone else a bigger job?
I don't think it would have mattered.
Joe Biden is out, baby, talking to the BBC, we believe, about whether or not leaving office any sooner would have made a difference in the outcome of this last election in November.
It was classified as suicide by cop. And I'll tell you, I was offended. I think all of us there were highly offended that that was the conclusion that the FBI in 2017 came to, because it wasn't.
Yeah. Steve Scalise there, the congressman who got shot and is still not back to normal after being shot on that baseball field a few years ago by a guy from Belleville, an upset Bernie Sanders fan. And they classified it as suicide by cop instead of a targeted assassination attempt.
If Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protest happened, I'd probably support him, but not in this district.
Nope. Yeah, that's Tom Tillis. And because he's going to stop Ed Martin's nomination for U.S. attorney, he's turning the decision over to a biased federal judge named Boasberg.
And I do think, though, David Wessinger is a bright guy. He can rally from this. But if all he wants to do is come and say, oh, I'm an outsider, which is not true at all. But if he was, oh, I'm an outsider, you guys are bad. Well, he'll get attention, and that's what he'll do. But
that was Scott Faughn. Runs a newspaper in Jeff City. He's pretty tied in with a lot of the establishment folks down in Jeff City, and he's very mad at the lieutenant governor. Well, I wouldn't say mad, but he's very critical of the lieutenant governor. We had David Wessinger on the show yesterday talking about his comments. Listen, if you listen to the show for any length of time, I don't need to tell you how frustrated I am year in and year out. We go down every year. It's been a tradition here. And cover the opening day of the session. And there are always such grandiose plans at the beginning of the session. We were talking about eliminating the income tax this year. The governor was supporting it. Several senators and House members were supporting it. We were talking about maybe another run at IP reform, which is long overdue. That should be their number one priority in my book. The personal property tax, the only thing we've gotten accomplished so far this year, the only thing of any consequence, is taking back control of the St. Louis Police Department into state hands. And if you're a cop, that's a big deal. If you're a city resident who's going to benefit from it, it's a big deal. But it's none of the big, bold, conservative ideas like eliminating the income tax. And the lieutenant governor's frustrated. He walked into this as he is an outsider. He's never been elected to public office. He walks down there, and he's technically the head of the Senate. So he goes over there, and he observes, and day in and day out, he sees them taking 2 hours to argue on the approval of minutes from the day before. Now, mind you, this was last week. The clock is ticking. May 16th is the last day of the session. Today's the 7th. So we have 9 days left to get anything done. And they spent 2 hours debating whether or not they should have called him Lieutenant Governor Wessinger or Lieutenant Governor David Wessinger. And how should it be reflected in the record? 2 hours.
That's so embarrassing.
So he was critical of the rules. And, of course, several of them threw a hissy fit, and they, oh, who is he to be critical of our rules? He's never even been a senator, blah, 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 blah. So you can see the attitude that's leading to the problem. Listen to Faughn here as he describes it. Listen.
If Lieutenant Governor Wessinger were to decide, you know what, I'm going to spend the interim really learning the rules, and I'm going to in session, then what would, and also these senators are accustomed to Mike Kehoe and Mike Pearson, actually doing the job and being there. And there's a camaraderie to being there for overnight filibusters and things that he just hasn't put the work in to have. So I think people would be a lot more open to his suggestions if he next session decides to do the job more and gets better at it.
So it's Wasinger's fault for not palling around and going along to get along with the senators on these arcane rules. It's his fault and not the fault of the senators who keep going by the arcane rules that don't get anything accomplished. This is what drives me crazy about government and the establishment, which I would argue Mr. Faughn is in full support of down there. He's fine with the way things operate. I just couldn't disagree with him more on that. We see the fruits of that mistake every May when the session ends and nothing's been done. Last year they blamed it on Bill Igel. Who are they going to blame it on this year? Great question. Somebody needs to speak up about it. All right, coming up, we'll check in with Jeff Manasseh. He's been covering the national fallout from the deadline day for Real ID. We'll get to him on that in just a minute. Charles Payne at the bottom of the hour. What did he think about the Prime Minister of Canada, and what these tariffs really mean for our neighbors to the north? We are coming back right after this.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, just a quick reminder before we get to Jeff Manasseh here that we are still taking nominations for our Feed Our First Responders. We do it every month. You go to 971talk.com /contests, and you can fill out a nomination form there. It's all easy. It's online. You just tell us why you want to nominate your favorite firefighter, EMS worker, police officer for what they do, and we will consider them and pick a winner. We pick one winner each month, and then I deliver food many times along with Grillmaster Tony, grillmastertony.com, and we deliver the food right to the wherever they are working their shift, hopefully at the police station or the firehouse, and we're able to feed them for the day. It's a great effort, all thanks to my friend Tony Stone, who makes some of the best brisket I've ever eaten. Just go to grillmastertony.com. You can find out more about him. And if you got any corporate events coming up, he would love to help you out. Show him some love because he donates this box of food once a month for first responders. And he doesn't need to do that, but he does it. And we appreciate him for it and can't thank him enough for his efforts to get that done. Kim and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. I have a real ID. My license expired on my birthday last year, maybe 2 years ago, and I just went ahead and did it. I went online. I figured out all that you would need to know to get the real ID, and I went ahead and did it. Now, Kim, on the other hand, today is the deadline, and you have not done that, have you?
Not ashamed.
Okay. All right. On time is late these days. You know that.
That's right.
That's what I've heard.
Sounds like it had done at some point.
I got Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio on the line this morning, and he's covering this, the fallout from it, I guess, Jeff, because a lot of people are probably wondering what happens now that the deadline is here today.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kim, do you have a valid passport?
I do.
You're good to go.
Thank you.
Don't worry
you.
About it.
Yeah.
So yeah, today is the deadline for Real ID. I mean, it's only been 20 years since Congress passed the law. And so today is now the deadline, and there's been a lot of people. I mean, here in downtown Chicago, I can tell you, outside the Secretary of State's office, DMV's, lines have been wrapped around the block because of all the coverage. And this is specifically for flying domestically, maybe internationally, but just going through the airport and also entering government buildings, federal government buildings, which most of us don't. And, you know, look, many of us, we've got real IDs, and we might not know it. You pull out your ID, you've got that gold star on the upper right-hand corner. If you re-upped your license over the last year or two, you got it. You should have it. But we're told by DHS that 81% of people are valid in terms of having this updated real ID that really is designed to ensure a sufficient level of document and identity. But if you don't have it, they're not going to stop you at the airport. They're not going to push you away. This is from DHS yesterday. You might have to go through a few more hoops, get there early. If you just have your old driver's license, no real ID, if you have a passport, those are acceptable. And so we've talked to some people that are just going to be holding off altogether. They're not going to do the mad scramble and wait in line for hours to get this. They're just going to, you know, wait till their ID expires. They're going to use their passport and they'll be fine. But the DHS now saying, it's a deadline, but, you know, not really.
I mean, I went to renew my driver's license maybe a year ago, and they said, do you want to get the real ID at this point? And I was one document short because I guess it requires more than you would need for a typical driver's license. So I have to wonder how many people were in that boat where we've been hearing about this deadline for so long and it just kept getting pushed back. So it's kind of hard to actually believe it will ever happen. And they just were that one document short, because you really do need quite a bit of documentation, especially if you're like me where the name I have on like my social security card is different from what's on my driver's license because I got married in the last few years.
Oh yeah, you'll be one of those taken aside at the airport.
Yeah, great.
Or questioned into a dark room.
So Jeff, go ahead.
No, it's going to be extra steps that people are going to have to go through if they haven't gotten it done yet. And so, you know, the narrative that people were going to be pushed away and say you cannot fly today without this ID is not correct. And DHS kind of clarifying that, saying, look, this is part of a long thing that apparently took 20 years to do. We're closer than ever, but you know, we're not quite there yet.
Jeff, remind people why they wanted to do this. I know there's been some pushback in a lot of states. A lot of friends. I have friends who said this is the state of Missouri giving up its sovereignty to the federal government. They were opposed to the idea. But why do they do this in the first place?
Yeah. So this is any reports of the real ID being some sort of national ID card. DHS says are completely false. Again, this is part of a law that was passed by Congress 20 years ago. So the people in Congress, many of them, most of them weren't even there when this was passed. This was to address a vulnerability that we're told led to 9/11. And so this is all about strengthening the security of our skies and ensuring a sufficient level of again, document and identity so that they know exactly who you are when you're going through the airport or entering federal government buildings.
And my guess is in states like you may not know the answer to this, California and other places where they are giving driver's license to people who are non-citizens, my guess is they would not be able to get one of a real ID, correct? Because you have to prove citizenship, don't you?
Well, under this administration, probably not, but maybe under the past administration. But to be honest with you, I don't have an answer to that question. Yeah. I don't know if they automatically get real IDs in California. I don't know how that works.
There's going to be a black market for this, by the way.
Yeah. That's a good story idea. I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. It just popped into my head there. If that was going to be an issue or not. Jeff Manasso, thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. I don't know if you're some of these states give license to illegals.
I thought Illinois did.
Then they provide insurance for them because they can't afford insurance because they don't want them driving around without insurance. Can they get a real ID? I hope not. I think part of it is you kind of have to prove you're a citizen of the United States, sort of like when you get your passport. All right, coming up, Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network. We'll get the latest on these negotiations with Canada and India.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace, that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever. But the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together.
But never say never. Never say never.
What kind of a country we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want us to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, great to have you back, my friend. I love the James Bond reference there by Donald Trump at the end of that, didn't you?
I said it out. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what's interesting is that Carney obviously referenced the election, which was absolutely amazing, right? They were absolutely down and out, and it's a shame that Canada, you know, voted for the same party that had they are the worst performing large economy in the last decade, not even close. So they're going to get those policies and more taxes. But I did see an interesting poll. Almost all of these votes came from old folks who were just sort of upset. But there's one poll I was reading that said if the United States offered all Canadians full U.S. citizenship and a full conversion of the Canadian dollar and all personal financial assets into U.S. dollars, would you be down for it? And those 18 and 34, 43% said yes.
Wow. Wow.
Never say never. Never say never.
I love that. You know, I'm watching this guy, a completely different demeanor than he had on the campaign trail denouncing Trump, sitting there praising Donald Trump as a great leader. I mean, I don't know if he's got just a good line of BS or what. I just about couldn't believe what was coming out of his mouth.
I tell you what, though, I was a little nervous, boy. I was like, oh, God, another Zelensky moment. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody was on pins and needles. Like, oh, God.
What's going to happen?
Please don't say the wrong thing, my man. Please.
Well, you know this from being in media for so many years, and obviously Kim and I have as well, doing interviews with people. It's one thing to talk about somebody. It's another thing to sit right next to them and look them in the eye and say the same things that you said before. And Trump did that yesterday. He's like, we don't need Canada. We don't need your steel. We don't need your cars. We want to be friends. We'll help you militarily, but we don't need you. You need us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's so unique in that respect, you know, and it frustrates the, you know, the status quo and the establishment, and it frustrates Wall Street. You know, yesterday when Carney showed up to the White House, the market started moving a little bit higher. Trump said, made that statement you just mentioned. The markets, you know, fell apart. The markets want the status quo. Like, they want a system that they don't care. Ship out all the jobs. As long as corporate America makes a lot of money and has fat margins, we're okay with that. And so their agenda is completely different than I think what the rest of the country's is or should be.
We have to give you props for the conversation you had yesterday. I can't remember if it was with Brian Kilmeade, but you were talking about student loans and just going off about people who feel like their student loan should be forgiven and everybody else should pay, you know, pay back the loan that they took.
It's nuts. I mean, what about the auto loans? What about home mortgages?
Right.
What about, you know, it's just, you see how many people are living on buy now, pay later. It's just like they've been so coddled that it's like, you know what? If the job of your dream isn't available, you're 22. Wait, you know, do whatever you've got to do. You know, I just think back to people who used to do anything and everything to make a living and, you know, pursue your dreams at the same time. But somehow they've been promised or they believe that they should walk out of college, you know, up this beautiful campus, and they had two or three classes a day and stroll into some building and get a gold watch on the first day of work.
It's true. In no other loan environment would you have that conversation about whether or not you had to pay it back. But now it's politically correct to have that conversation. That's crazy. And I just have to tell you, Charles, that suit you had on yesterday, dude, I could never pull that off, but you did. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I roll the dice every now and then.
That was fantastic. So, you know, I'm looking at the Fox Business website this morning, and it says the U.S. has once again hit a record trade deficit in March. Isn't this just more proof that Donald Trump is doing something nobody else has ever had the guts to do?
It's absolutely more proof. You know, it's ironic because I was reading some like Quartz, for instance, and, you know, they said it's proof that we need the rest of the world. You know, it's actually proof that, you know, these trade deals, these exchanges come at a certain cost, and you have to weigh the benefits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just really kind of it's scary because, you know, what's amazing. Not long ago, China put out this plan, China 2025. And they told the world that they wanted to dominate, essentially. And it was kind of interesting because Xi came under a lot of criticism because his predecessor, you know, also did the same thing, but they never told the world, right? You know, you just like not be so ballsy that we would tell the whole world we want to eventually dominate them. And so he's kind of pulled it off. And they're moving in the direction of all the areas that, like, there were 10 major areas and that they wanted to dominate. And, you know, they've got a ways to go, but they're moving in those areas. And even with drugs and finding, you know, there was a saying before that, you know, America innovates, the Europe, you know, taxes, and China replicates, you know, they still. But now they're starting because they have the factories, because they have the capacity, because they have the money to also catch up with us on innovation. And that's where the game ends.
Well, it does. But, you know, I heard Kilmeade say this on his radio program yesterday. So that's my source for it. He said that China is not only are they not talking about their economy, they're not even putting out fake numbers about it anymore. What's the state of the Chinese economy that we know of? I mean, they're suffering, aren't they?
Oh, they're definitely suffering. So they just came from holiday. So get this. China just said their GDP grew at 5.4%. They just make that number up.
Yeah.
But this morning, just to show you, they had amazing what they just did. So they cut rates on what they call reverse repos. They cut rates 50 basis points on some other things. They have structural rate cuts. They're throwing in $42 billion. They're supporting capital markets. They're doing changes to their policy stance. This is all overnight. And of course, we've got the Fed meeting today, and the Fed here is not going to do anything. And the Fed over there, their People's Bank of China, PBOC, is not only cutting rates, but they're pumping in money like crazy. It's all hands on deck over there to win this sort of this war. But their economy is in trouble. I lost count of the massive stimulus plans announced in China over the last 3 years. I've lost count of the many headlines. Oh, China puts out another bazooka. Well, I don't know what ammo they're using, because the bazooka is not working. So their economy is in a lot of trouble. We should not trust the data. And in fact, people have done a lot of things. They've actually they've watched satellites and see how many lights are on and different things like that. You know, to see how much electricity is being used, because you just can't trust their data. Many people try to find other ways to sort of back up what China's economy really is doing.
Yeah. Any speculation on what this big announcement could be from Trump? I mean, do you think it could be a trade deal he's about to announce?
I think it would be involving trade or Putin. I think one of those two things.
Yeah.
Something massive would maybe ceasefire or a trade deal. Yeah. Well, so it's going to be one of those two things.
What's on your rundown today for the show?
You know, I'm talking about this conversation, picking up on this thing, because the Fed does meet today. But, you know, I'm going to start the show off and talk about why I think this is important. Because, to be honest with you, I benefit greatly from the status quo. You know, we've got a system that's designed to pump up corporate profits, which pumps up the stock market. And I'm lucky enough to own a lot of stocks. And I could just, you know, sit out there and just like, okay, let's not rock the boat. But I care. I really believe that, you know, we're heading in the wrong direction, and we're going to just sleepwalk our way through this. So I'm going to have those conversations as well.
Great as always, my friend. Thank you, Charles Payne.
Thanks a lot. Great talking to you guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Making Money with Charles Payne from 1 to 2 Central every day on the Fox Business Network. He's great.
Now I just want to wait and see what suit he's going to wear.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't even know what you would call it. It was like that pinstriped. It was purple.
Yeah, yeah. It was
something
else. Blue tie, maybe.
Yeah.
You need to up your fashion game.
Oh,
you need to keep up with Charles Payne.
As I wear my mammoth T-shirt to work today, are you kidding me?
You're right up there with Charles.
Hey, until this whole Facebook social media thing came along, we didn't have to worry about what we looked like. I mean, and you know, I still don't for the most part. So that's a bonus, isn't it? Hey, coming up, some news out of Rome, because the conclave is meeting over there right now to elect a new pope. We're going to get to that for you, breaking right after this.
Thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday, and this is the day we enter the conclave, and I'm about ready to go into the Dome of Santa Marta. So this could be the last time I talk to you in a couple of days. I don't know how long the conclave will be. Santa Marta, this is where we cardinals stay, named after Saint Martha. Remember her? Some of the best friends of Jesus, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in Bethany. And they often invited Jesus for hospitality and relaxation. So this was named after Saint Martha.
So that is Cardinal Dolan there live in Rome. He was live an hour ago, and he posted this to Twitter this morning. And he's just about to go inside of the Domus Sancte Martha, which is named after Saint Martha. And that's where apparently the cardinals are kind of go in there and they hole up until they come out with white smoke in the Sistine Chapel. So they live in there. They don't leave. They're not able to communicate with anyone on the outside until they make a decision for Pope. He went on here. Hang on.
Who took care of hospitality for Jesus. And they do a good job of hospitality for us. Now, we leave here and go over to the Sistine Chapel every day for our prayers and for our voting. But this is where we reside. So, folks, I won't be able to talk to you until you see the white smoke. I look forward to doing that. Keep us in your prayers. I mean that. I'm so moved and grateful for the many assurances and prayers that you've been so graciously offering up to the Lord on our behalf. And I need them, and I can sense they're very tangible, the fruits of those prayers. So keep them up, all right? Talk to you soon.
All right. So that was Cardinal Timothy Dolan live over in Rome this morning.
So there will be 133 of these cardinals who will be casting their ballots, and they'll be doing multiple votes per day. So when you just look into how long this could take, obviously no one knows, as you heard Cardinal Dolan say. It says that the last three popes, which would have, of course, included Pope Francis, were elected in 2 or 3 days. So the longest conclave lasted nearly 3 years, but modern era, they're saying since the early 1900s, those have generally been much, much shorter, most lasting less than a week. So I think by the end of this week, going into the weekend, we could have a new pope.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. There's going to be a vote today at some point. I heard an interesting poll this morning on CBS News, and it said that 80, what was the number? What was the number I saw that... the direction Pope Francis has led the Catholic Church among U.S. Catholics, 76% approved of the direction Pope Francis had led the Catholic Church, but 40% believe the next pope should have more conservative teachings. So I've been a critic, I guess you would say, of the policies of this pope. I thought he was entirely too progressive and liberal on a lot of issues, abortion, mm-hmm. and other issues like that. But it's interesting. 55% believe the church is more in touch with the needs of Catholics today compared to before Francis, when only 39% felt that way. And here's another, this is from U.S. Catholics, bear that in mind. The next poll said, where should the pope come from? Now, among U.S. Catholics, 31% said the United States.
I'm surprised not more.
Well, I know. 25% said Western Central Europe, 12% said Central South America, Mexico. And they want the next pope to speak out more. 63% think they should speak out more on political issues. So,
well, but speak out in what way? Because Pope Francis spoke out about political issues, I guess you could make the argument. But he did it. I didn't agree with the way he felt about things. You know what I mean? So do you want him to speak out in a certain way, or you're just saying you want him to be more vocal?
Yeah, I don't know. Should the next pope be for or against birth control? 79% say he should be for. This is among Catholics. Should he be for or against priests getting married? 57% say he should be for it. Should he be for or against women becoming priests? 56% say he should be for it.
Here's what you have to.
So this represents a pretty liberal slice of Catholics, I would think.
Did the chicken or the egg come first? Is this truly like the movement that we're seeing among Catholics, where they're becoming arguably more and more liberal? Or have we had more liberal popes, I would argue, like Pope Francis, who have been in line with some of those things, who then people look to him and say, well, if he feels like it's okay, then I also agree.
Here are some core issues, though, where it's a little different. Should the next pope be for or against the death penalty? 57% against. Same-sex marriage, 57% against. Abortion, that number drops, it goes up to 62% against, but 38% of Catholics in the United States think the next pope should be in favor of abortion.
Wow.
What's wrong with these people?
Well, and that's what's funny, is the Catholic Church has been pretty steadfast overall about abortion. Obviously, there are some people who are not like that, who would call themselves Catholics, but come on, that is like a core issue, not a Christian in general. Like, this isn't...
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous to me that somebody could call themselves a Christian, a Catholic, whatever denomination you're part of.
And think the Pope should okay abortion.
And think that any Christian should say abortion's okay.
It's I don't know, maybe that tells us a lot about whoever they polled for that poll on CBS News. Wow. All right, that does it for us. Brian Kilmeade will be up next. I'm sure they're following the conclave stuff. If anything was to actually break out of Rome this morning. And then, of course, Annie Fry will be in the Mark Reardon Show 3 to 6. Kim and Ethan and Susan and I will see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.